The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, Matt, let's just talk about the two Spanish signs that the Dynamo have completed. Let's start with Agus and sort of what he will bring as a center back and what your expectations are for him.
Well, listen, we're happy to secure the services of both players. I mean, obviously anytime you bring players from Europe, especially when the windows don't align, you know, our window is obviously and our seasons are different than the European season, but we're happy to bring Agus. You know, it's a naturally left-footed center back, which is such a competitive advantage when you're able to build out of the back on the left side, and again, it's going to create a lot of competition for spots, you know. And we feel we've really boosted our defense this offseason. So he's going to bring experience. He's positionally extremely sound. You know, he's been a captain and leader for the teams he's played for, and he's a physical presence, you know. And so we think that he'll complement the current group of center backs we have very well.
Now, is he being brought here as a projected starter? Because he is a little bit older, right? Isn't he around 30 years old?
He's 30 years old. 30 years old in the prime of his career, which is obviously ideal. And so, again, these guys are going to have to duke it out to see who gets on the field and in the 18. But that's just the way we want it. That's just the way we want it. And you see the practice right now, and you saw the scrimmage the other day. I mean, this is as deep a Dynamo team as we've had in a long, long time. There's no doubt about that.
All right, let's move on to central midfielder David Rocha, also a 30-year-old central midfield player and has a lot of good qualities as well.
Very good. Very good player. You know, again, he's been captain of Gimnástica's team in Segunda A for the last 2 years. Speaks very good English. Is a player that really is very good at dictating the rhythm of the game, which is an area that we felt we really needed to improve on from last season. Maintaining possession. Keep dictating the rhythm of the game, switching the point of attack out of pressure with both feet, and the other thing, we feel it's another player that's going to make us a better team.
Dynamo general manager Matt Jordan. Let's go to Raul Rodriguez, because I've had a lot of conversations with him, and he even said this year on the radio show that, look, my performance has to improve. And he spoke throughout the year of adapting to Major League Soccer and some of the challenges and differences between that and La Liga and the top flight where he had come from with Espanyol. How quick an adjustment do you think it will be? I mean, I guess nobody can ever predict for Rocha and Agus.
Yeah, you know, look, I think it's like anything. You know, there is always an adaptation period, but the good thing is that we're getting two players of a certain level of experience. And that's what we think is a real benefit for our club. And the other thing too is that, you know, David speaks very good English. Agus is competent in English, so that'll help with their adaptation as well. The other thing we like about Agus is he's played abroad before. You know, obviously he was transferred to Real Madrid at 20 years of age. He played in Turkey at a very high level. So he's played abroad before, which we think will help. And David is just, you know, they're both very good people, and we're very confident, you know, that they'll fit well within our group and what we're working towards.
All right, let's move on to Sebastian Igiaba, and also a guy that I think the New York Red Bulls had interest in, but the Dynamo had first right of refusal on him coming back from Europe. How much of a push can he make, and what type of experience did he garner when over in Europe?
Yeah, you know, we're really happy to get Sebastian back with the club. You know, it's been a very, very long process. But you know, you look at Sebastian, he's 24 years of age. You know, he's got two valuable years of experience playing in Europe. You know, he's fast, he's strong, he's very athletic, he's very eager to be here. There obviously were, you know, other MLS suitors, but at the end of the day, we obviously want him to be part of our club. And the thing that was great about Sebastian is that he came in and trained with us in our postseason training camp. And I think that, you know, that was really encouraging for us, is that, you know, he was really excited to be here. He wanted to be a part of this. And also it was a great opportunity for our coaching staff to work with him. You know, he's a very intelligent young man. Good person, very, you know, very aggressive. And again, it's just more competition. You know, that's one thing we felt last season. You know, once we hit some of the international call-ups and some injuries, especially in the summer months, we just got a little bit thin in the back, and that's where, you know, this year we've really focused on making sure there's competition for spots. And that, you know, every day matters. And you were a player, you know that. And that's that type of environment is how everyone gets the most out of themselves.
Yeah, I think that from the outside looking in, it certainly seems like there is more competition, and I think more awareness of that, right? Do you feel that from your eye test right now at this point?
Every day, every practice. Yeah, I mean, you know, and winning's important. You know, winning is important, and being competitive every day is important. And you feel it, and I feel that energy every day I'm watching training right now, and that's encouraging. You know, there's a lot of optimism around the club right now. You know, it's a good time to be a part of the Houston Dynamo, and a good time to be a fan of the Houston Dynamo, and we're working tirelessly to continue to move this thing along.
Matt, let's talk about team speed, because I've thought over the last couple of years the Dynamo were in the lower third of the league with overall team speed.
Yes.
I know there's players with great speed on the Dynamo, but overall team speed, was that something you set out to improve this year?
Yes, absolutely. We, you know, getting Andrew, you know, in was a priority for us. I mean, Andrew is you know, arguably the best athlete on this team right now. He's very, very fast, especially on the in counterattacking situations, and you saw it in our scrimmage on Saturday. You know, one loss of transition, one pass, and all of a sudden, you know, he was down the other team's throat, and he put a beautiful ball in for Will. So yeah, we definitely wanted to improve our team speed. You know, Giles is obviously has electric pace, and he, the beauty with Giles is that he's a very adaptable player, and he can cause a lot of problems. In particular, you know, if you look at that game last year against Vancouver, you know, and some of the other games where he was playing on the wide left, he could come inside or go outside and really puts the defender on their heels. We're really happy. It was a really long process to secure Lionel Miranda on another loan. You know, and Leo, you know, look, to be honest, I think the first half of last season, you know, it took him some time to get his feet under him. But the last third of the season, we were real happy with the way he progressed. And that was a long process, because it's very, very rare to get a player on a loan 2 years in a row. So we've been grinding that one out for a while. And then you look at, you look at a player like Sebastian, who you spoke about. You look at...
Before you go to Sebastian, can I take you back to Lionel?
Because yes.
Wouldn't that have been a shame if you weren't able to bring him back, because you wouldn't be able to see him out in year two, where he's had a year of experience under his belt? I mean, if he had not been able to come back on another loan, isn't that kind of a situation where you go kind of, darn, I wanted to see him out in year two to see experience would have done?
Look, I mean, Lionel is 22 years old. You know, he comes from one of the best clubs in South America. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, is you know, we wouldn't have brought Lionel back if first of all, I mean, you know, the coaching staff and his teammates really like him. You know, he's a good team player. He's a great kid. You know, the thing that's good about Leo is he works really hard on both sides of the ball. And so we were really happy to get him back. And yeah, but you know what? We wouldn't have worked as hard as we did to get another loan if we didn't think there was upside there. And that's what we do believe with that. And I'll tell you, Eric's come in really well. Eric's really come in really well. Very, you know, he came in 2 weeks early on his own. But you even talk about athleticism, you know, right? Sebastian, very athletic. Jaleel Anababa, very athletic. Miguelis, very athletic. Andrew Wenger, very athletic. So we really focused on improving our overall athleticism on the team.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us. That athleticism translates into opponents potentially looking at you differently, especially on the counterattack. Yeah,
yes.
We know Giles Barnes could break out, but the overall identity of the Dynamo in the past has been a little bit more methodical, and I know you guys are trying to change that. So is that part of the whole end game here, is to have opponents influenced by the makeup of the caliber and type of team speed that you have on the field.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And, I mean, if you look in the league, I mean, look, we've made the most transactions of any team in MLS this offseason. And also, in saying that, you know, that's also not to mention that all the players we had coming out of contract. And, you know, look, the players that we brought back, I mean, these are players that are in the prime of their career that they want to be a part of this. And trust me, it was a very long and busy off season, but exciting as well. And like I said, we're really excited about what the future holds.
Matt, how about a quick word on a player that has been getting all kinds of glowing commentary? Obviously, I'm out here watching him today. Christian Lucatero in tight areas is exceptional. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about his upside. Is this a kid that you think could get potential minutes in Major League Soccer this year?
Well, look, you know, this is on the heels of
seeing a 17-year-old kid make his debut in Germany named Pusilic, who is an American for Dortmund. So could he get minutes?
Listen, you know, I think it's anything. What's so important with any young player is the process. And that's what's so great about RGVFC, our USL team now, and in particular why we went after Wilmer Cabrera. Because, you know, Wilmer this is a man's game. And you know, Wilmer is going to really help these guys develop and be ready. And so, look, this guy, you know, the answers will come on the field. The answers will come on the field. But, you know, getting him and Charlie into training camp with us, it's been very important. And those are our two, you know, big first signings for the team. And we got about seven more that you're going to hear about in the next 2 days. So we're chipping away. And that team is really about finding the balance for our players that are coming out of our system, while also fielding a competitive team, you know, because that's a big part of development as well.
Matt, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.